This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The tapes released by the commission investigating the September 11 attacks have given voice to the confusion of that day. Now the commission tries to sort out what the information means, completing a report that is due next month. In a moment, we'll have an interview with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice about one of the commission's findings, that there is no evidence of a link between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. We will start our coverage this morning with NPR's Larry Abramson, who reports on what we've learned about the day the war on terror began.
The commission traced the four flights from takeoff to their crash landings, beginning with American Flight 11, the plane believed to have been piloted by Mohammed Atta. Within minutes of takeoff, the hijackers were in charge. One hijacker, probably Atta, radioed to controllers, "We have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay." He apparently thought he was talking to the passengers. Then this.
"By the move, please, going back to the airport. Don't try to make any stupid moves."
"We're going back to the airport. Don't try to make any stupid moves," he said. Air controllers puzzled over what was going on as that flight headed for Manhattan. The first military jets were scrambled just as the American Airlines plane was hitting the World Trade Center. Still, the FAA remained in the dark. They told military authorities that Flight 11 was still in the air, maybe headed for Washington, D.C. An Air Defense Crew Commander responded.
"Okay, American Airlines is still airborne. 11, the first guy, he's heading towards Washington. Okay, I think we need to scramble Langley right now, and I'm gonna take the fighters from Otis and try to chase this guy down if I can find him."
So those fighters took off in the wrong direction and were not around to help ward off the plane that attacked the Pentagon. And even if those fighters had caught up with that plane, they never received a shoot-down order that had been issued by the White House. Members of the commission seemed stunned by the slow response, but were somewhat appeased by the FAA and military officials who testified afterward. The FAA emphasized that controllers were struggling to land thousands of planes after air traffic was halted. And Air Force General Ralph E. Eberhardt told Commissioner Tim Romer his people were definitely interested in shooting down those planes.
"But frankly, we were just as concerned about making a mistake. Had we made a mistake on that morning or subsequent days, I would offer it has a much different context."
"Meaning that you shoot down the wrong airline."
"Exactly."
And in fact, the commission found that controllers did track a Delta flight, believing it too had been hijacked when it had not been. Yesterday's hearings uncovered new flaws for the commission to poke at in its final report, due out in about a month. The panel has already heard about lackluster efforts by the intelligence community, by law enforcement, by emergency responders, by the White House. Vice Chair Lee Hamilton studiously guards the secrets of the final report, but at a news conference he did say there will be one common thread.
"The question, who's in control? Whether you're talking about emergency response or intelligence, or putting together a counterterrorism policy."
But Democrat Hamilton and Republican Chair Thomas Kaine indicated they are not that interested in assigning blame on one topic that has dominated news coverage this week, the commission's finding that there was no collaboration between Saddam Hussein's Iraq and Al-Qaeda. President Bush and Vice President Cheney have defended their charge that there were ties, and Hamilton says there's no contradiction there.
"The vice president is saying, I think, that there were connections between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's government. We don't disagree with that."
Hamilton's insistence won't stop administration critics from sifting through the panel's findings, looking for dirt to use in the campaign. The bipartisan commission is clearly struggling to take the political sting out of its findings, but once the information is out in the public arena, it's fair game. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.